The KJS Show, Sundays on Kofifi FM 97.2.
Basel-based Kezeven Naidoo is one of South Africa's most electrifying drummers, composers, and band leaders. Known for his high-energy performances and deep-rooted connection to this country's jazz heritage, 2025 marks an important year for him as he is on his way home for a multi-city tour, and as always, we are invited. He's joining us from Basel, Switzerland, telling us more about this tour. Kofifi FM, please help me welcome Kezeven Naidoo. Hello, welcome to Kofifi FM and the KJS Show.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, great to be here. I'm looking very forward to coming home again. And I'm happy that you're the first person I'm speaking to about this.
Well, thank you for the privilege and for joining us this morning. You know, we're excited to have to talk to you about this. And our conversation, of course, this Sunday is about your upcoming tour to South Africa, starting with the Journey to Jazz Festival in Prince Albert. You have been commissioned, you know, work for this festival that marks 30 years of South Africa's democracy. You know, how did you maybe approach, you know, translating such a complex and deeply personal history into music? And what emotions or messages do you hope to convey through this piece?
I guess it all started with the first time I was asked to compose something about South Africa's as celebration of democracy. That was about, I think, about 20 years ago. And then we ended up doing that at Carnegie Hall in New York. And then 25 years, a democracy celebration, there was another one. And then now 30 years. And so it's almost become like a habit where people are like, oh, Kez does this. So we're going to, and so it almost like this is added onto the work. And my family has a long history of activism in South Africa. My uncle, Marcus Solomon, was in Robben Island with Mandela for 10 years, 64 to 74. He started the soccer league. They made a movie about him. So even as a kid, I was forced to learn about the politics. When I say forced, I mean like it's just like I was already aware of what was going on and the names of everybody. I mean, we even had an illegal copy of Steve Biko movie by Denzel Washington. Remember? Cry Freedom. Mm-hmm. So there was we had no money. We had a safe and there was like some documents in there and this tape of this illegal movie, you know? So I was like a kind of like, always into like understanding politics and where we come from as a nation through the struggle, even back in apartheid times. And then what happened was my auntie, Teresa Solomon, who was Marcus's wife, became the first black mayor of Cape Town. And then the city hall of Cape Town asked me to do a commission, and she had access to the first speech of Nelson Mandela when he was released from prison. So I have the original copy of that. And then I've always kind of used that speech as a platform to kind of write music and kind of celebrate the origins of like the first parts of our freedom. And then obviously, as time goes by, I've always seen that that speech is so much more relevant,
yeah.
You know, back yeah. now as it was back then. Mm. So anyway, that speech will be featured. The one thing that's also quite crazy about the way Madiba speaks is that it's in this kind of rhythmic fashion, even though it's quite slow, but it's very, the tempo is consistent. And so what happens is originally I superimposed the toy toy on top of that, the groove of the toy toy. You know, and it kind of works out perfectly. It's almost like he's rapping with us. So in a way, what the audience might get is like, oh, we don't have vocals in the band, but Nelson Mandela is probably going to feature on vocals.
Oh, incredible. We look forward to all of it. And of course, knowing that South Africa has a rich jazz heritage with legendary, you know, composers shaping the genre's evolution, how does this new work now also honor these jazz greats? And in what ways, maybe, you know, do you see the sound of South African jazz continuing to evolve into the next decade?
Oh, well, I mean, I was very lucky as a young musician, like I think from my teenage years, from 17, I was already playing with the great musicians that have passed now in South Africa. So I almost feel like I'm from the old school of having the music being transferred, I would say, directly. by our musical ancestors were, I consider, the greats. So like when I was 17, I was playing with Hotep Kalleta when he just came back from exile. Then 19 years old, I was playing with Bekim Seleku, and I was his drummer until he died. Same with Maria Makeba, I was her drummer on her last record. And the list goes on, Numa Sakela, all of these amazing musicians that obviously had left South Africa as messengers of our music, and then obviously brought it back to South Africa with it now being transformed into something more international. And then I was the lucky person that was given that chance to be able to kick the music forward. So what I could say is that, like, those greats, they were so immersed in what they were doing. I didn't even think they realized what geniuses they were, because, you know, those, you must remember, they didn't have YouTube and stuff to teach them. You know what I mean?
Yes, they now didn't.
You know, so they learned this music basically by experience. So, and then I learned what from them, not necessarily like simply just jazz music, but what makes our music unique, and culturally, what stuff that we use from our culture to stem from in order to create our own sound, and what makes our thing unique. So obviously, there's one thing that I can already tell you from the get-go. I mean, and I think we really understand this in South Africa as the audience. I always tell people around the world, South Africa has the best jazz audience, hands down. And
absolutely.
Many great musicians, when they come here from the States or from Europe, they always say, wow, what is going on here? And I say, well, jazz is not necessarily just like a music genre for us. It's actually almost like a lifestyle. It's almost like part of our culture because of the history that we've had for this music. And so what I do is I kind of carry on from the tradition of using the what's unique to us in jazz music, and then using the modern trends to go like, okay, it also speaks to an international audience. So, you know, the commissioned work, obviously, besides the fact that it has Madiba's speech in it, and the Toy Toy groove is within that. It's also part of a jazz kind of groove, because it's all swinging, if you understand what that means. And it's like, it's all in the triplet. It's all African-based music. I mean, like, if I can even say that, it's like, but it's uniquely ours. And then what we have that I think the rest of the world kind of got lost in the intellectualizing this music is that we still maintain the dance in the music.
Oh, yes.
You know, so, you know, we really feel the music from a dance perspective. And I know that, you know, many definitions of the word music in Southern African languages, dance is part of that. Vocals is part of that, you know. So all of these elements I kind of draw on to make it a modern South African jazz experience.
Yeah, absolutely. And you took the words right out of my mouth, because my next thing was, looking back at 30 years of democracy, what do you believe, or what role maybe do you believe jazz has played in shaping our collective memory and pushing cultural conversations forward?
Well, I would say, especially from our perspective as South Africans, one thing that's very unique is that we tell our stories through the music. You know, that's the way in which the music can get portrayed or the story gets portrayed, actually, rather, is through the music. I remember Maria Makeba telling me that she was, assigned or given the gift of becoming a sangoma. And the only way she could not become an official sangoma is to sing, which is what it really translates to. And so her mission was that she would die if she stopped singing, you know. And so I'm saying, like, what are you singing about? That's what she would say to me. You know, Kez, you're singing on the drums. What are you singing about? And I'm like, wow, okay, I didn't realize that. I mean, she opened my whole mind up to understanding that the message, it gets through to how you're singing through your instrument. I mean, she was directly singing, and so she had it like a message, and especially in that time, you know, we were talking about the anti-apartheid movement and all of that. But now, what are we singing about? What are we saying through our music?
Thank you.
Kofifi FM. We are talking to Kesavan Naidoo this Sunday, of course, and our conversation is about a celebration of the Karoo spirit. Jazz mastery and 30 years of democracy is what, you know, we'll be taking jazz travelers to the Western Cape's town of Prince Albert this year. But Kesavan is also traveling to venues in Cape Town, Durban, and right here in Johannesburg. And I want us to talk about that, Kesavan, for a moment. You know, the lights, the band now, you know, have been a defining force in your musical journey. You know, as you reunite for this tour, how has the dynamic as a band evolved over the years? And what can we as your audiences expect from this celebratory reunion?
Well, there's some old faces in the band, I would say. I was lucky when I was the Young Artist of the Year in 2009, that was the platform in which I could launch my solo career, so to speak. And it's not very common that the drummer is the band leader, I guess. But, you know, I studied arrangement and composition, so I had at university. So I had all of these compositions that I needed to express. And so through the years, I collected many musicians in the lights. There were, you know, our third record is about to be recorded now in the middle of this tour. But the previous lights was, you know, Swiss musicians, South African musicians, Swedish musicians. There was German, there's like American. So wherever I went, when I kind of played my own music in this kind of format, these were like the lights, because I always believe that there's, you know, I'm kind of into like Taoism and stuff. There's the light and the dark duality. And so I'm kind of just saying, like, everybody has a light to shine. Don't let other people, you know, dampen that a bit, you know. So we try to like expose this part of ourselves, you know. So the force for good, I would say, inspired by John Coltrane, you know, that was like his whole big thing on the Love Supreme. So I'm kind of trying to move that into that direction. And so, I mean, obviously, the 30 years of democracy, just to celebrate our freedom, is one thing. But as far as the lights are concerned, now what I'm doing is like I've obviously grown through these years, and so you might experience some of the older compositions that I've gotten, but interpreted in a new way. And what I did in Basel, I was commissioned to do the 30 years democracy celebration year. I had a bunch of musicians from all over the world, and I played South African music with them. So not just my own compositions. They like, and they fell in love with the South African way. I mean, we played in a very old jazz club, which is kind of conservative. People like, you know, they clap at the responsible times and stuff like that. You know, but then at the end of it, people were like getting up and standing up and dancing, and they were like, "What's going on here?" And I was like, this is how it is in South Africa.
Yeah.
And so for them, I'm going to bring them. We have a guy, Charlie Rose from France, and on saxophone. And we have John Codina on bass from Spain. And a great Brazilian guitarist, Fabio Gouveia, on guitar. So he's like this phenomenal. These are phenomenal musicians from around the world. And then I'm bringing them to South Africa to join forces with Bokani Dayo, who had played with, you know, even before he was out there, he was a teenager when I met him, because I know his father. And, you know, but now he's become this powerhouse piano player. I go to festivals just to go and watch him here in Europe, but I'm like, so he's like really, I would say, probably a piano superstar, you know. So, but what's nice about that is that because I was older, when he met me, he says yes to me when I ask him to play. So that's a good thing. And the same with this previous year's Young Artist of the Year, Darren English. I also know him since he was a teenager. And now he's like, you know, a really phenomenal musician. And so they are kind of essential to kind of have this balance between South Africa and an international version of the lights, you know. So this is a once-off special thing. I mean, hopefully we can come back again with this formation. But, you know, so we're starting off in the Karoo. And Kyle, who had been a previous member of the Lights, he's not going to be on the tour this time, because he's off with this trio to Asia. But he called me and he said, "Kes, you got to play at the Karoo Festival." And I was like, wow, that's a great excuse for me to come back home. So the Karoo Festival is like the platform where that was the reason why I'm coming home, was to, you know, go journey to jazz in the Karoo and be part of that festival that my old collaborator Carl is running, along with Brenda Sasane, who I know for a long time. And she's I actually recorded a record where she's singing a poem with Carla Mbele, you know, "I Press My Spine to the Ground." So I know her for a long time. So So when they asked me, Kez, can you come and do the festival and do the premiere of your new works at the festival? I was like, of course. I mean,
absolutely.
And so they're coming all the way and bringing all these guys to South Africa. We can't just do two concerts. So we decided we're going to do this little mini tour. So we just got a few gigs around South Africa, starting off up to the Karoo. We're going to Durban, to the Center for Jazz, which I'd obviously taught at before and done a lot of performances. And then after that, we're going to Durban. We're starting off at the Untitled Basement, mm-hmm. In Bramfontein. That's on the 8th. And then on the 9th, we're playing at the new Wits Chris Seabrook Theatre, which is Carlo Mobelli's told me it's amazing. So it's my
wonderful
first time
venue.
There. Yeah. And so we're doing that on the 9th. And then on the 10th, I'm going to be brave and attempt my first solo or individual band performance at the Baxter Theatre.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
So let's see if we can fill that place up. But in the meantime, but the most important thing for me right now is to say, like, I'm coming home and I'm coming home to the Karoo Journey to Jazz. And that's, for me, such a great place to start this tour, because I can also introduce my new friends to my old friends. And since I've seen the lineup, there's a lot of old friends there. So I'm a little bit concerned about the hang, because it's going to be late.
Well,
and we're probably going to end up playing together.
I will tell you all about the hang. Wait for it, you know. But, well, Kesavan, you know, we look forward to seeing you on the South African tour and can't wait, you know, to experience you in a live music setting as you share your new work in celebration of 30 years of democracy in South Africa. And of course, thank you so much for joining us this Sunday, you know, on Kofi FM 97.2.
Thank you very much, Gwako. I really appreciate it.
Oh, always a pleasure speaking to you, Kesavan. South Africa, do stay close to our social media platforms in case you missed all those dates. And of course, tune in to the KJazz Show every single Sunday to find out how you can book yourself a seat at a venue near you. Kofi FM, legendary drummer, Kesavan Naidoo, and he was on the KJazz Show.